All right, we'll call the meeting, the January 2nd meeting of the Bucksport Planning Board to order. Roll call.
James Morrison.
Here.
Brian McDonald.
Here.
David Grant's absent. Steve Feit.
Here.
Edward Belcher.
Here.
George Hanson.
Here.
Christopher Johnson.
Here.
Review and acceptance of minutes of the December 5th, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor? Chair's report, we have none. Code enforcement officer's report.
All I have to bring to your attention is we're into the new year 2018, and planning board terms expire at the end of March. We have one term expiring, and that's Mr. Morrison's term. If you're interested in continuing serving as a planning board member, you should make that interest known to the town clerk as soon as you can.
Okay.
Other than that, Mr. Chair, I have nothing else to report on.
Limited public forum is an opportunity for the public to address the board on matters related to land use or planning in the town of Bucksport. Typically, it's about things not on the agenda for the evening. So I'll open the limited public forum if anyone has anything to say. Okay. We'll get to you in a bit. Seeing none, we'll close the limited public forum. And move on to unfinished business. Proposed revised contract zone agreement to allow a 60-lot mobile home park in the R1 DCR, R1 SL, and RPO districts on a lot fronting Central Street identified on the town tax map 5 as lot 22. Applicant Michael Hawes.
So you have in your packet that I mailed out to you a copy of a revised consent agreement, and I'll just go over what was changed from the last meeting. About halfway down the first page, it originally said that the owner proposes to develop the property with a 100-lot mobile home park and a community center. Now it says that it's going to be an up to 60-lot mobile home park and no community center.
Well, it doesn't say no community center.
Right, exactly. It doesn't say that. And the other change made was reference to an option. As you may recall, Mr. Hawes is proposing an on-site engineered treatment system for wastewater. But the consent agreement now says that a public sewer system may also be considered. It's not one or the other. I mean, it will be one or the other, but...
Oh, yeah.
But the previous agreement did not reference the public sewer system, and now it does. And that's the only change in the agreement. I just received tonight a revised plan for you to look at that shows 60 lots. You may recall the first catch shows several, I feel like 19 lots that were shown in a small triangular shaped piece near the street. Those have been removed. And there's no indication of where the septic systems will be located. That's to be determined at a later date. And that probably will impact the total number of lots. Because as you see, all the lots are sort of compressed into one group.
Yeah.
And it may be necessary to make some changes there as the systems are designed. So your primary task in looking at this contract zone proposal is to determine if a mobile home park of this size is appropriate to be located in the area where the property is. And if the language in the contract zone agreement covers all the issues that could arise or the requirements that might be needed to construct this park. There's no need at this point to talk about water quality or wastewater disposal in any great detail. Those will be handled during your subdivision review in great detail.
So we could, in fact, we could agree to the contract zone and then have issues with the subdivision plan.
Right, since you don't have that plan before you now, yes, you certainly, that's potential, yeah, for that to happen.
So potentially we could say yes to one and no to the other.
Correct. You should also understand that before you can act on this proposed agreement, you have to hold a public hearing. And if you're satisfied with the information that's presented to you this evening, I would suggest you schedule that for your next meeting in February.
Who's seen this agreement besides us? Just us? Or?
And Mr. Hawes.
Is that one that's posted online also, though?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is online, yes, right. I did put it online. Yeah.
There is a bullet that is a one of the comments mentions that the community center will be located in the I-1 DCR district.
Where did you see that?
Two down from where you added the up to 60 mobile home, 60 lot.
Well, okay, I'll have to change that then.
Yeah, yeah, that's no.
I missed that, apologize. And the next paragraph down.
Yeah.
On the next one.
Well, I don't know if you have to take it out of that one that says Andy Community Center is allowed. I mean, that's just saying that it's allowed, right?
There's really no point to mention that in this agreement, since we're not discussing a proposed community center at this point in time.
So that's been taken off the table altogether?
Mr. Hawes can answer that question, I guess. Yeah.
What's that? Sorry.
He would just have to come back to...
What's this? The
community center, you had kind of indicated
already,
you weren't sure.
I believe that front property, then that triangle's already zoned for that. So I want to get through this before I start bringing up more stuff. And we'll get through this and... I don't think I have to go to the planning board for that in that zone, do I, Jeff? For a small building with an office.
Well, you still would need planning board approval, yeah.
We'll just get through this part.
I don't think the contract would have to be changed.
Okay.
Right, if it's allowed, you wouldn't need...
It's a permittable use.
Right.
It was mentioned originally because it was part of the original plan to have that, as well as the mobile home part, but the plans have changed now, so that may or may not happen in the future.
Right.
But the original location of the community center is in a district that doesn't require a contract.
Correct.
Right.
So
it
doesn't really affect...
Right, it doesn't affect. That's why I didn't want to make it too confusing. So we'll see.
So you're going to go both those references then?
Yep.
I think.
Don't have any abutters present at this meeting this evening, but they will receive notice again about the public hearing, so anybody who has questions or is concerned about this project will have a chance to during the public hearing. The council also holds their own public hearing, too, on any contract zone proposal.
Question on that, Jeff. Can that be concurrent with the planning board? Is that the planning board down here?
Yeah, I believe they need to be done separately, yeah.
The board's pleasure.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Jeff, would you told us what your interpretation of our responsibilities were tonight. Would you repeat that as to what our responsibilities are with this, as you see it?
Well, I gave you a copy at the last meeting of the language in our land use ordinance that pertains to contract zoning. Do you have that in front of you?
No, I don't.
I do not.
Well, it starts off by saying that any land use can be allowed in a contract zone district provided that the rezoning is consistent with the purposes of the town's comprehensive plan as adopted. When I read this last time, we talked about how the comprehensive plan does refer to the need for housing, particularly for seniors in this community, and this mobile home park, as you recall, is going to be limited to seniors, age 55 and older, right? The second one is the land use is consistent with existing and permitted uses in any applicable underlying district. I pointed out at the last meeting that mobile homes are allowed in the rural district, which is the underlying district here. Most of it is in the rural district. Mobile homes are allowed on lots, on singular lots, not a mobile home park. And number three is the land use has received planning board approval as a conditional use, which is what you're going through right now. Mm-hmm. Appropriate conditions and restrictions relating to the physical development and use of the property have been made part of the approval, and those are spelled out in the contract zone language. You can add more, take out more if you wish, but we're working on the draft right now. And the last one is that both the property owner and the town have entered into a written agreement that provides for the implementation and enforcement of all the terms of the contract. It goes on to say you have to hold a public hearing. And it also talks about your ability to place any conditions of approval that are deemed to be appropriate or necessary to meet the requirements of our land use ordinance. And they could include such things as limitations on the height, floor area, lot coverage of any structure built on the property. There's nothing being proposed in this agreement to that effect. Limitations on the intensity and extent of the uses permitted in the district on the subject property. And we do, in effect, have a limitation on the density by calling it up to a 60-lot mobile home park. Increased setbacks can be added. There's none proposed in this agreement. And I don't believe you felt any were necessary. The installation and operation and maintenance of the physical improvements for the convenience of the general public, including but not limited to off-street parking lots, traffic control devices, fencing, plantings, and landscaping. There's nothing in the agreement that talks about any of that. You'll get into that more thoroughly when you go through the subdivision phase of this project. And then finally, that the approval of the contract zone by the planning board must be confirmed by the town council. So that's the final step of this review. And they also, too, the town council has the authority under our land use ordinance to add any conditions of approval that they feel might be necessary that weren't covered under your approval. Did I ask your question?
Well, yes, I think so. I was just trying to remember what you had one or two sentences when we started. You told us what that job was tonight. That's, I think, what I was aiming at. Mr. Chairman, Jazz, the state rules on zoning changes. Am I wrong that one of the criteria is that there's no other available opportunity in a municipality for this kind of placement? If that's the case, where there's no other location for this, then it lends itself to a contract zone. Section 30 or something of the state code. Are you familiar with that? And is it mentioned in our town code?
No, that language is not in the section that I'm reading from. And this is the only session that talks about contract zoning in our land use ordinance. So.
No, it's 1,500 feet along Central Street and all close the other back streets that create a different zone than what's behind it. So almost any of the big lots here in town would have a different zone than it anyway. So. I don't think that addresses anything I just said.
I think that's all right.
I think what you're referring to, we tried the contract zone here downtown. DEP scolded us and basically said it's supposed to be used as a last resort. If all other options fail, excuse me, but I don't know if it calls for having him have to go look in another area of town to see if it would fit somewhere else where it is allowed, if that's what you're getting at.
I'm not asking him to do anything, but what I'm saying is that there is a section, and it may be in our code, where in referring to contract conditional zones,
right,
changes, then one of the criteria is that there's no again, I'm referring to a state law that's section 30 MS or whatever, RAM 38. It's a criteria before you go forward with this kind of a change.
This sets a pretty high bar, though, if I'm hearing you, you're asking, I think, the planning board to make a finding that there's no other place in the town of Bucksport where a mobile home park could fit.
Without a contract zone.
I'm not asking the planning board to do anything right now.
It's in section 6 of the town code.
Reading it, I think that has to do with the state wants to come in and use the land, is the way that I interpret reading that. The state is looking to, if the state wants to use a piece of property, it is referring to the state coming in and using land, not an individual. So that's the way I'm reading it. I think it may take some interpretation just by looking at it, talking about the state wanting to come in, having us change a zoning when the state hasn't exhausted all the options to look for another piece. I don't think it counts for a private citizen, the one that you referenced there.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What constitutes that is not zoned so that there can be a mobile home park there? What's the reason that that's zoned that way?
Well, I think the simple answer is if you look at our table of land uses, this area is in the watershed of Silver Lake, and our land use ordinance does allow certain types of commercial uses to be located in that area, but in every case, the land use ordinance requires that proposed use to connect to town sewer. Mm-hmm. And that's simply, I think, there to protect the town's public water supply, you know, because it is a watershed issue. I think the same rationale could apply to a mobile home park, which is a fairly intensive use of a property, and you're going to have a lot of wastewater generated. But in this case, we're not talking about connecting to the public sewer. So that's certainly something that can be made part of your contract zone agreement, and it is, but the door is still open to the possibility of you finding at a later date when you do the subdivision review that public sewer service is really better for this project than on-site treatment. Does that answer your question?
Okay, all right. This is in three different zones. Is it the case that in each of these zones it's not allowed, or is it just in that because it's in the watershed district? Is that why this is going to have to be put under a contract zone?
So we're talking about mobile home parks. Mobile home parks in our table of land uses are not allowed really in very many places in town. There's just a small area. I think I went over that at my presentation at the last meeting. There's a small section of land essentially over by the industrial park, just north of the industrial park between Central Street, Rusty Hill Road, and Route 46. Mm-hmm. It's called the Heritage Park section of the rural district. That's where mobile home parks are allowed, period, in Bucksport. So obviously we're not talking about locating this park there. They also are allowed in the Route 15 residential commercial district, but that has to be within 5 miles of Main Street. So again, it's a very small area where mobile home parks are allowed in Bucksport.
By what reason? Just because that's what was decided, or because there's...
Yeah, I can't speak for the because this ordinance was adopted in 2010, and I don't recall if the original land use ordinance for the town had that same limitation. It may not have been so restrictive, but in 2010, the ordinance committee that reviewed this and the town council that reviewed it decided that that restriction was appropriate to adopt.
Okay.
The reasons behind that, I can't speak. I can't speak for the reasons that they may have approved that change.
So it comes down to us being asked to go ahead and disregard that and make our own decision that yes, we'll allow this under a contract zone.
That's what contract zones are for, yeah, okay. To make exceptions of that nature. If it's deemed to be appropriate to do so.
I don't find anything out of order in this that we can't go ahead with this.
Anyone willing to make a motion?
We need a motion to schedule a public hearing. Would you like to put that on the record?
Sure.
Move that we schedule a public hearing at our next regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Purpose.
Mr. Chairman, what's the public hearing thing? I think we should state what it's for. Why we're having a public hearing. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just think
that's a good question.
I think you're trying to be difficult.
Okay. Well.
Same time.
For the purposes of airing to the public this application for a contract zone change to allow a mobile home park on Central Street.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Jim seconded, so any discussion?
All in favor? So that is about it for us for now, right?
Right, so the information that you have the sketch, you have the draft language and the comprehensive plan, which will be updated one more time, delete all references to the community center. That's what will be made available to the public for the public hearing.
How large are these lots?
About a quarter of an acre, I think 12,000 square foot, if you remember.
But, I mean, how many feet, they're rectangles, how?
There's supposed to be a scale on there, but it's pretty dull.
Yeah, it's hard to read.
If you've got your original copy, the scale would be a little better.
Okay.
I think the 12,000 square feet, do I have to probably get that information if you need it?
Yeah, good to know.
They're pretty good size.
Cool.
Yeah. Give them a timeline of what the next steps would be, so for public hearing for the planning board, and then it would go to the council for another public hearing on this piece. And then we'll come forward with a subdivision plan for public hearing.
Right, right. That's the process, yeah.
I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
This speaking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we usually come up here
for
the public record.
Identify yourself.
Sorry to put you on the spot. That's the way it works.
Pete Stewart, Bucksport. I'm the ordinance chairman of the town council, so I'm kind of here just kind of see what the process is to make sure if I have any questions and make sure we're all going to be on the same page getting this forward. I think it's, from what I see initially, I think it's something that, we should take a really good look at and be a favorable thing for the town according with our comprehensive plan and things we're trying to do here in the town moving forward. And we have folks here that want to try to do the right thing, so I just want to make sure that I've got all my questions answered when we have our hearings and want to make sure we're all doing the right thing. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey. I didn't insist on you coming up there.
I'm keeping track now, Jim. All right.
Anybody else have anything to say? So, are we done with that? Move on? Or? Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
New business, we have none. Administrative business.
Looking for me.
Okay. Discussion.
Chris.
Sorry.
Chris.
Mr. Chairman, any more update on the situation on the school schools? We had a chance to get special at school schools. About that. All those appliances.
All those appliances? I don't think that there's probably two. There's a like a stove and a refrigerator.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll amend my thing to those appliances.
I
guess there's a number here that's a magic.
I haven't looked any further into it.
Okay, thank you.
If there's a dryer there, it's a patch.
Anything else? Therefore.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
The next meeting.
That was real discussion.
Yeah.
Well, we go home.
We've been long enough. We've been nothing over here.